beacon shining in the night, sometimes obscured by a shadow, reinforced by a wall of ice, always protected by a podcast overlord.
Their mission, to help the Green Arrow fight the darkness, corruption, and bring hope.
We are strong.
We are many.
We are the Arrow Squad.
Less than a week, and Arrow returns. Welcome, Arrow Squad. I'm the Shadow.
Podcast Overlord over here.
Well, thank you for joining us today. We're doing a OTG, right? No, OAG, Original OASG. How about that? Original Arrow Squad Gangsters. OASG!
Making it up as you go, aren't you?
Yeah. I was trying to go with that. It was the OGs, right? Original Gangsters is what Felicity said, but I'm going with an OASG now.
Yeah, that's right. We got to kind of customize it a bit.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Just the two of us here. Just the two of us. this is why we podcast, man. It's so much fun. But hey, we wanted to do a little bit of a, let's call it a special episode here.
Kind of a state of the squad kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. We need those all the time, right? You know, it's been a little bit of a break. Gosh, have we had 7 weeks, 6 weeks this week and 7 by the time it returns?
Yeah, I think it might be. It was early December. So yeah, I think that's crazy. By the time it's back, I think it is 7.
Wow. Well, next week, Arrow returns. And before Arrow returns and, you know, we do our commentary on Arrow Squad, we wanted to bring to you a couple of updates that I think are very important as we move forward and as we continue, you know, rocking it. So, Podcast Overlord, would you like to start us off?
And, you know, just so you all are getting yourself comfy either there in the car or walking the dog or whatever.
Maybe you shouldn't be driving right now. Maybe you should pull over.
Yeah, just need to, a bit of, what shall we say, sad news?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of. I mean,
seriously,
to be honest with you.
Pull your car over, sit down. Don't put your life at risk right now.
Yeah, you know, the short, concise bit of info is that I'm actually going to be stepping down as a regular contributor here on the podcasts. Not for a negative reason, but because, as many of you know from following myself and us on social media and in the Arrow Squad group and such, I've had many other opportunities present themselves in fandom, specifically a lot in the Wynonna Earp fandom, where many of you know I'm very, very active, that are just taking up so much time. I'm afraid I just don't have the time to commit to doing the regular podcasts. So I've got to be honest, I don't want to start half-assing it. I don't want to, you know, be absent from a couple of recordings for no apparent reason. I think you folks know we've got such a great community. It's got to be done the right way. Now, this is something I gave some serious thought to last summer before Arrow even came back. I mean, I know we had our ups and downs with the show, which, yeah, may be a small factor, but more than anything, it's just other opportunities that are presenting themselves that are just going to mean I don't have quite the time to do it every week.
Yeah.
As far as the podcast, I'm not going to disappear. I'm still going to be in the Facebook group and on Twitter and watching the show. And I'm sure I'm going to show up on a podcast here or there.
Or at least throw in some, you know, audio feedback or something.
Yeah, some audio feedback or something. Yeah. So I'm not just going to disappear that way. But I definitely won't have the time that I know is necessary to keep doing it well. And it wasn't fair to Brian or Cammy or anyone else to just half-ass it. That's not something I do.
Yeah.
So in that sense, yeah, disappointing and you know, because you and I've been doing this for how many years now?
Three and a half years, yeah.
Yeah.
Going on 4 now.
Yeah. So I know many of you have been there with us since step one too. Yeah. So, but it is, you know, just the natural flow of things and figured as it was a good break time to reassess right around the holidays to give it some serious thought. And Brian and I have talked about this for the last few weeks just to see, to make sure we did it the right way too.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to kind of throw with a damper on the parade.
Yeah. This has been a tough decision though, I think, on all fronts because, you know, like you said, Kevin, that it was a factor. Now, granted, now this is coming from me, so I know not everybody agrees with this, but, you know, season 4 was such a disappointment on so many levels that, you know, over the summer after Emily quit, and we're going, oh man, what do we do? Do we even want to keep this going anymore? Is Arrow really destined to continue down this path? You know, you and I said, let's give it a little bit longer. Let's give it the first half of season five and see what happens. And, you know, now granted, Arrow's not what it used to be, I don't think, but season five is really, to me, for the most part, been a good season, and I'm happy about it. Obviously there are things, you know, I'm not a big fan of, but I, you know, everybody's got their opinions, right? But, mm-hmm. but I am happy with the direction of season five so far. And I definitely, for me personally, can say, yeah, I can keep going. And, it's not, like you said, it's not just about the show anymore, but I think what's really important here is, you know, you really do have some opportunities, and I can say, you know, very confidently as an outside observer watching what's happened with your Wynonna Earp fandom. I mean, and it's not just your listeners, it's not just your fans, but I mean, it's the showrunners, the actors, everybody that's involved with the show, with Wynonna Earp itself. I mean, the opportunities you've had, we've only dreamed about here on Arrow Squad, you know what I mean? And so when opportunities like that come about, you know, you're right, it takes up more time, and you know, there's only so much time in a week, and you just can't do it all, unfortunately. So I, you know, as sad as it is to go, or to, you know, to see you go, I'll tell you what, man, you know, you're probably my longest running co-host of all time. It's sad. You know, I honestly am sad about this. And then of course, you know, with losing Emily before, it's like, ah, everything's changing, but, you know, I get it. And once again, I agree with it. And I, affirm it. That's, I was going to say confirm, but that doesn't make any sense. It's affirm. There's too many firms.
Right. Yep. On all those fronts, you know, the emotional side is the hardest part of this, because, you know, it's just that reality of,
yeah,
you know, still having a full-time job and being, even before Arrow Squad came along, very active in podcasting and the community and all. So it's just only so many hours in a day. And yeah, it's been wonderful. And as I've mentioned on the podcast, the Wynonna Earp fandom activities, the podcasts and video events, and also coming up later in 2017, several conventions that I'll be attending that I, you know, haven't been able to announce yet. So it's, you know, I'm looking ahead, and again, not wanting to have the Arrow Squad stuff just be, oh, I'm sorry, too busy this week, and then leave you hanging. And that's not fair to you or the listeners or Cammy, who's been, you know, a big contributor now too. It was wonderful meeting her at Dragon Con. So I'm not going away though. Like I said, you're probably going to catch some voicemails from me as well. I still be watching the show, and like I said, certainly I want to pop in every now and then, maybe. But got to be realistic and look at it that way to be fair to you folks, the listeners too, because that's I've seen too many podcasts where that happens for whatever reasons. Hosts get other commitments and things just slowly fall off the table, and we do not want that here.
No. No, and actually, you know, that's a factor that even I'm dealing with right now, to be honest. And, you know, Kevin, when you said you were going to step down and you'd made your final decision, you know, I was even at that point of saying, man, maybe it's time to let Arrow Squad go. Maybe it's time to, you know, shut down the show and leave it to the other fine Arrow podcasts out there to continue the mantle. And I was actually at that point, just same thing. I have so many things going on in my life right now. Also some great opportunities, you know, with the launch of the Real Brian Show, which truly is it's more my purpose, you know, call it my mission and purpose in life. You know, what I get to do with that show is something I've dreamed about for years. And at the same time, and I gotta be honest, like, this is not something I like to share openly with many people, but I think it's important for you to know this. You know, I was working with some clients and their contracts wrapped up, and I didn't get new clients to replace them. And so things have been, you know, very tough financially for me and for Sarah and all that. And, you know, we're doing okay. But, you know, with that, as an entrepreneur, I mean, that's the way it is as an entrepreneur sometimes. Feast or famine, you know? And I'll tell you, this is a famine point right now. But, you know, you come to a point where you say, I have to continue to work towards something that's putting food on the table. And, you know, right now I've got 6 projects going on with all potential. You know what I mean? Again, that's the way of an entrepreneur. It's potential until it pays. And I'm in a place right now where my time is overloaded. In fact, I look at those 6 things and go, can I really handle all 6 of these things right now? You know, I need to be, you know, focusing on trying to make some money over here so I can put food on the table and pay the bills and that kind of thing too. So I'm in a tough place too, with kind of going, should I be doing Arrow Squad? because it's a volunteer thing. No matter how much we love it, no matter how passionate I've been with it, should I be doing that? Is it responsible of me to be donating 10 to 20 hours of my week each week, which it does. It takes up between 10 to 20 hours a week. Should I be doing that? Should I be donating that right now when, you know, we're having a tough time financially? And honestly, this has been a very tough decision. And I was ready to, you know, well, say maybe it's time to, you know, hang up the microphone for this show. Martin, on the other hand, The Flash, came to me and said, no, we have to save the show. And I said, I know the community is like the reason. Yeah, we love the show, but the community, the squad itself, is the reason for this whole show. Like, that's why we love it so much. And letting that go is the absolute thing I don't want to do. It's the hardest choice in the world, of course. Martin said, no, let's save the show. Let's keep this going. And I said, Martin, here's my situation. And he's like, then let's find a way to make money. Let's find a way to get paid to do this show so that you don't have to quit the show, which I appreciated, by the way. So first of all, I want you to know I'm not quitting. Cammy and now Martin, The Flash, is going to step in as the third host now. So it'll be Cammy, Martin, and me now. We're going to also simplify some things a little bit, which will be great. I think the decision, and you know, Kevin, you and I've talked about this a lot too, try to figure out, first of all, how do you present this kind of thing? How do you tell people that you're struggling financially? I mean, this is not an easy thing to talk about, you know?
I know. Between the two of us, it's like, boy, we're just going to pile on the great news, aren't we?
I know. But
it's reality though. And you guys have all earned it. You know, this is such a community there. It's like, we can't just make like, yeah, no, we decided it's time to leave and then just leave it on that. Yeah. So.
Yeah. And Martin said, let's save it. And I said, all right. I said, but unfortunately I'm kind of at a point where if I have to work on something that's going to help pay the bills. So either we make that happen with Aero Squad or I have to let Aero Squad go and focus my time on something else. But I think we found a solution. We'll wait and see what happens. But this is where, you know, again, this is the tough ask, but we have to do this. I am asking the squad to help. We've never asked for money. I mean, we've said if you want to support the Aero Squad, you know, on Patreon, that's great. Never actually said help. We've just done this. But unfortunately, it's at a situation right now for me personally where I'm asking, can we come together as the Aero Squad and make this work? So here's what I'm going to do. First of all, I have approached numerous sponsors or our numerous companies about sponsoring and advertising on Aero Squad. Now, granted, I've never really done this. So I don't really know entirely what I'm doing here. I'm putting myself out there, but I have a number of companies that, you know, I love. I'm sure most of us know and love and resonate with, you know, companies that we've heard of, maybe even that we're customers of. But one of the things I'm going to do is I'm going to try to find, you know, a couple or even a few companies that would be willing to partner with Aero Squad, be a part of it from a financial standpoint. So I'm going to do my part and I'm not going to give up on it. But what I'm asking you to do as the squad is, would you go to Patreon and consider giving at least $5 a month? I know not everybody wants to do this or maybe even can do this, and that's fine. We're not asking every single listener. We're just saying if you can and if you're able and if you have the desire, we're asking the squad, band together, let's make this happen. By the way, it's patreon.com/AeroSquad. We'll have the links in the show notes, of course. But yeah, I mean, if you'd consider giving at least $5 a month, if you can, that would be hugely helpful. And that way we can keep things going. Because here's the thing. You know, we just like you said, Kevin, I think this is a big thing. We don't want to half-ass it, right? We really want to make this great. And, you know, me putting in 10 to 20 hours a week, that's just me. That's not even including what you put in, Kevin, and what Cammy's put in, what Emily used to put in. We put those hours in because we want to bring excellence to the show. I've heard a lot of podcasts. They don't sound very good, and they sound, you know what I mean? They're kind of just not professional. And that's one of the things we try to do here is make it professional, put a lot of effort into it. Research our show, know our show, bring extra. I mean, this is something we've always done. It's not just because we have a passion for it, but we're also committed to excellence, which is why, Kevin, I know, you know, you said it's time for you to step out because you don't want to not do that. And I appreciate that. So that's something we'd like to continue to bring. And we also have additional ideas. In fact, Cammy's already come up with some ideas for some maybe additional video options because she's, you know, very well versed in the video side of things. And not to mention, you know, last summer we didn't get to do Aero Squad over the summer, but this summer we'd sure love to every week, especially since we've got season 6 coming of Aero. So that's kind of where we're at. I'm not really sure how else to say this. Kevin, help me out here.
No, you've said it just the way we kind of bounced around ourselves between us on emails and you know, off recording was, you know, how do you present this? And we just said, just honestly like Brian and Kevin would. So we're not trying to make it a business plan or make it sound like something very official and stuffy. It's just us being honest. And that's why it's the best way to, I think, present it to the squad. I mean, you folks step up and provide so much feedback on the episodes,
The
written messages, the voicemails. It is some of, you know, very honestly, folks, we are the envy of many other podcasters when they go, what? You got all these feedback things? I mean, I can't get more than one message a week.
Or a month.
And we're like, because we got a great group of people listening and talking about the show and the podcast and what they like and what they don't like and where they'd like to see it. So it's just a group of friends. And that's all we're going to do is step up and be honest. That's why it's a little raw and a little all over the place on this recording, because it's just us being ourselves. We thought you folks would rather hear it that way.
We are asking for help. We are saying, please help. Please, please help the situation. And it's not just for me, by the way. I want to make this very clear, because I think we certainly don't want this to come across as being selfish. And it's not just about you paying my bills. Like, that's not what it is. I'm asking for help so that I can continue to pay my bills, you know, and focus my time here. But additionally, every podcast has costs. Kevin, you've put in so much time. Cammy, she's going to continue to put in time. Now Martin's going to jump on. And also, you know, Golden Spiral for 2.5 years has graciously allowed us to be a part of their network. They've paid for our hosting costs, website, all of that. I would love to give some money back to Golden Spiral Media to cover everything that they've given us and say thanks for everything. You know, so it's not just about me. I just want to make that very, very clear. I'm just telling you, this is where I'm at personally, and it is a tough place to be, but we got to figure this out. And I mean, if you're like, oh yeah, I'm willing to help. Let's make this happen. Some of you may be like, you know what? No. Hey, fine.
Any answer is a good one, folks.
Yeah.
It's whatever is best in your situation. Totally respect that. You know, let's see what can happen from there. I'm still going to be around. Like I said, I'm not disappearing. Many of you know that I'm very active in the Facebook group and will continue to be. I'm still around to chat with and so forth. I know many of you have gotten involved in some of the other podcasts I do, be it the Why No NERP one or my long-running Tuning Into Sci-Fi TV one. It's great to see some familiar voices and faces there, too. I can't thank you folks enough. And that's why we do this kind of stuff, is for the interaction and being able to talk with other passionate fans. Let's face it, that's why we love doing this.
Totally. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, I'll still be around. You'll probably hear me in a Arrow Squad episode here or there, so I don't want to make it sound like it's the last thing. But as far as a regular thing, yeah, it is for the foreseeable future. But I never close doors. Who knows what's possible in the future? But really, just a big thank you to all of you. Some of you are very active on the social media or sending us emails or whatever. Not everybody is. Sometimes you just listen and it's a great podcast, but you never get involved or let us know. And that's totally cool. I know that, because I do that too to other podcasts. I keep saying, I'm going to send in some feedback. And I never do, even though I'm a podcaster. So I know it. But I just want you to know, everybody that's hearing my voice, how much I appreciate that.
Yeah,
it really is. Being involved in fandom and with this show has opened so many doors for me and just helped me so much personally. I can't thank you all enough.
You know, this has been a tremendous opportunity, I think, you know, for both of us. And, you know, regardless of where it goes in the future and how things move forward, it really has been neat. I mean, you were, like I said, you were the first podcast co-host that I had. You know, it's amazing. Running 3.5 years, that's pretty amazing for co-hosting. That doesn't usually last that long. But it's been a lot of fun. We've had some great times and lots of fun with the show. I remember when we would watch the show live and have to get on and, you know, record within 15 minutes of it airing, be like, we got to get this on. And oh, so much fun. It was like stress mode, but it was like the good stress, you know?
Yeah, it was.
Man, good times. And then, of course, at Dragon Con, and people are asking me about going to Dragon Con this year. So I know you're going to be there.
Yeah, it's my annual pilgrimage. There's no doubt I will be there again.
Yeah. Well, I may be joining you this year.
Oh, good. I'd love to see you and any other members of the squad. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
It really is to be able to see somebody in person. You know, for those who are able to do it, it's quite a treat.
Well, I can tell you what. No one can ever take the Podcast Overlord mantle from you. So you're set there. And you always have a place on Arrow Squad regardless. You know, if you just want to come on and be like, you know what, I loved this episode so much, I just have to talk about it. Then, you know, hey.
Well, you know, and I can't wait to send in those voicemails that just go, you guys got it all wrong, and here's why.
That would be awesome to actually hear you say that.
I'm just teasing.
As
you know,
long
I can't
as
do
it's
that.
30 minutes long like Martin's.
Oh, see, that's the deal. If he comes on as a host, I have to take the mantle of him as the the lengthy feedbacker.
No, actually, one of the rules that I think I'm going to start setting in place is that if you would like your voicemail played, you know, one, get to the point, and two, probably going to have it between 30 seconds and maybe a minute at the most, maybe 45. I'm thinking 30 to 45 seconds. It might be something I may have to institute there because, hey, you know what? We've said this before. I love the 5-minute voicemails, regardless of who it's from.
Oh, we love listening to them, but you know, we can't put them in the show. Folks,
that's the thing, but we would love to be able to keep things, you know, concise on the show for everybody's sake. And then if you want to, you know, tell us about, you know, your entire thoughts on the show or even your feelings or what you had for dinner last night. I mean, I'm serious. We love hearing this stuff. This is good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Anything is welcome. But if you want it on the show, we'll definitely have to keep things a little shorter.
Concise.
So, Kevin, if you would like to, you know, be aired on the show, then, you know, you got about 30 to 45 seconds, my friend.
Damn. All right. I'll have to script it and everything then.
I know. But if you just want, like I said, you want to tell us about your feelings and, you know, how Felicity made you feel last week.
Oh, yeah.
Well, all right. Well, we, you know, a little short episode, like you said, kind of the state of the podcast, a little bit of an update there. But thanks for joining us today. We will be returning next week. Cammy, Martin, and I will be doing that for the return of Arrow. So do join us next week on arrowsquad.com. And again, if you'd like, and if you're able to, and if you please, please help out. We would love your support. Patreon.com/arrowsquad. Podcast Overlord, thank you so much. It has been an honor. Seriously. Longest co-host for me running. Been an honor to work with you and to talk Arrow with you. So thanks for being on the show and thanks for everything you've done. Shadow signing off.
Oh, well. My pleasure, totally. Brian, really, we've had a blast, and we'll continue to do so. I know I will in the community and occasionally here on the show. So, again, folks, thanks for being your awesome selves. Keep it up, and looking forward to having some fun with Arrow in the future. And, hope to see some of you at some conventions. So, Podcast Overlord, signing out.
Arrow Squad is presented by Golden Spiral Media at goldenspiralmedia.com.